It would still be next year before a state-issued driver's license or other photo ID is required to vote. But this plan could force voters in 9 Senate recall elections, 6 of them for Republican senators, to live in their districts for 28 days before they can cast ballots. Right now, only 10 days is required. La Crosse Assembly Democrat Jennifer Schilling said she'd been wondering why Republicans were rushing this bill.
Now we know why. It is about pending elections, immediate elections.
Schilling called the entire bill cumbersome, confusing, and expensive, and said it could drive down turnout in student-heavy districts.
You feel the rules need to be changed in the middle of the game.
Schilling is challenging Republican Senator Dan Kopenky in one of the recall elections. Senate Republican sponsor Joe Lipom said the requirement would make Wisconsin more like its neighbors.
The 28-day requirement is to bring Wisconsin in line with what most other states in the nation require in regard to residency.
But Lipom did not say why the provision needed to take effect now when the rest of the plan would take effect later. Another change approved yesterday would allow the use of student IDs to vote, even if they don't include an address. But the IDs could be no more than 2 years old. The plan is up for a vote before the full state assembly tomorrow. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.